Hey Neville here, it's Thursday, sorry, Monday, June 22nd, and I'm in my office. I actually got the TV on the computer watching the developments in the voting in the House of Commons for electing the next Speaker. It's just gone 7 o'clock in the evening, so, hang on. Okay, 20 minutes to vote. So this is live actually on TV. And
John, my understanding now is that all remaining candidates have now pulled out except two. We said it was a two-horse race. It is now definitely a two-horse race. John Bercow and Sir George Young, according to the screen in front of me, are just the two candidates remaining. Now, what that means is that we are ready to have a relatively early bath, John. That we thought.
Okay, that's an interesting development. So it is a two-horse race, as the speculation has been after the second vote, which George Young and John Bercow got the most votes, with Bercow ahead. As you heard there from the TV directly, all the other candidates now dropped out, so it is just those two between them. I think it's pretty interesting. If I were an MP, all other things being equal, well, put it this way, the one that appeals to me is John Bercow, because he's younger. He is fresher. He represents the future, in my view, whereas George Young, capable politician, but he is the historical side, it seems to me. And looking at the speeches of each of them and the pictures they were making, I saw a recording of John Bercow, and he was the only one I saw who had the word listen in what he said he wanted to achieve as Speaker. Listen to what people had to say. I'm sure the others want to do that too, but no one said that. So I think give him a shot. Give him a chance, and let's see what happens. But we're going to find out soon enough. It looks like 20 minutes before we get a result. And so this could be over a lot quicker than we think.